when I feel unforgiven, I am unforgiving. When I feel ungraced, I am ungracious. When I don't feel released of my mistakes and sins, I certainly don't want to release you of your mistakes. And if I don't feel good about me, I sure don't want you feeling good about you. And the reason why we have such a hard time forgiving other people, we don't feel forgiven.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called The Prayer of Release.
Two of the greatest barriers in your life that keep you from experiencing genuine peace of mind are guilt and resentment. I call them the misery twins. Guilt and resentment do more messing up in your life than anything else. One of them has to do with when you hurt other people, then you feel guilty. And when other people hurt you, then you feel resentful. The Lord's Prayer deals with both of these issues. And the Bible says this, there on your outline and here on the screen, "Forgive us our sins, just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us." We say, "Lord, we want you to forgive us as much as we forgive everybody else." Uh-oh. We need to look at that one. The prayer of release. Now, the fact is, in your life, you're going to be hurt by other people. You've been hurt many times in the past. You're going to be hurt in the future. Sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. And if you don't learn how to release that hurt, it's going to pile up in your life. Now, it's one thing to forgive people who just hurt you one time and that's it. But what about repeat offenders? Who keep doing it over and over and over and over. And they just keep hurting you and hurting you and hurting you. What are you supposed to do with those kind of people? How often am I supposed to forgive somebody who continually keeps on hurting me? It's a good question. In fact, it was a question that one of Jesus' followers, Peter, the Apostle Peter, asked Jesus 2,000 years ago. There on your outline, it says, Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me?" He says, "Up to 7 times. Now, we don't really know if Peter actually meant his brother, who, by the way, was named Andrew. But the truth is, about 90% of all resentment starts in the family. Most anger, most resentment happens to the people closest to you because you're in daily contact with them. You know, to dwell above with those we love, that will be a glory. To dwell below with those we know, that's another story. And it is the people around us that we're closest to that often hurt us the most. Now, it's much easier to forgive a one-time offense, but what if my brother keeps on hurting me over and over in the daily contact? I mean, we joke about that, but the truth is, many of you have been deeply hurt. Deeply hurt by a family member. Something they said, something they did, physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse. It may have been in your immediate family, it may have been an uncle or a grandparent or somebody, and you've been deeply hurt by a family member. And you can still remember it today. And Peter's talking about this. He said, "How often do I have to keep forgiving my brother?" He says, 7 times. Now, Peter thinks he's being magnanimous here. Because the Jewish law required that you had to forgive a person 3 times. And after 3 times, tough luck, buddy. I don't have to forgive you anymore. And so Peter knows that the Jewish law says you got to forgive three times. And so he says, how about I'll double it and I'll throw in for one for good measure. And I'll really impress Jesus. Hey, Lord, how about seven times? And notice Jesus' response, the next verse. Jesus answered, not seven times, but 77 times. Did he really mean 77 times? What's he saying here? The point is, if I'm counting, it's not really forgiveness. He's saying an unlimited number of times. How about 777 times? He's saying you have to keep on. You have to keep on releasing the hurt, and you have to keep on forgiving the offender. And tonight we're going to talk about what that means and what that doesn't mean.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. Album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First. As our thank you for your financial support, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
You have to keep on releasing the hurt and you have to keep on forgiving the offender. And tonight we're going to talk about what that means and what that doesn't mean. But Jesus wanted to clarify this when he said, you just got to keep on forgiving the people in your life. And so he told a story in Matthew chapter 18, which is called the story of the unforgiving servant. And it starts like this up here on the screen. He says, once there was a king who decided to collect on all the debts that his servants owed him. So he began to call them in one at a time, and he asked to be repaid. And he discovered that one of his servants owed him 10,000 talents of money. Now, of course, in those days, they didn't use dollars and cents or yen or Deutschmarks. They were called talents of gold. And he says this one guy owed him 10,000 talents. In today's amount, that would be about $12 million. We don't know how he mismanaged it, but it's hopeless. Now, in those days, bankruptcy was really quite simple. And it tells us in the next verse, since his servant did not have enough to pay his great debt, the king ordered him to be sold as a slave, along with his wife and his children and all that he had, in order to repay his debt. In those days, if you went bankrupt, real simple, you just got sold into slavery. You, your wife, your kids, and all your possessions, and you lived in the debtor's house or lived as a servant or a slave the rest of your life. Now, the truth is, this guy's $12 million in debt to his king. It would be impossible for a servant to ever pay off that much money. I mean, think about this, $12 million. Even paying, if the servant could pay $100 a day back, which he would not be able to do, it would take him over 300 years to pay off $12 million. So this is an impossible debt. He needs a bailout. And it says here, the servant fell to his knees and he begged Congress. No, I mean begged. And he begged the king, please, sir, be patient with me and I will pay you back everything I owe. This is really pathetic. The guy's $12 million in debt. $100 a day for 300 years. And he says, give me a few more days. It makes me think of all those movies you've seen where the mob, somebody's in debt to the mob and they come and they're choking him and they're about to kill him. He says, give me 24 hours to come up with 50 million bucks. You know, you've seen that in a million different movies. That's what this guy is saying to the king. He says, just give me a little bit more time. A little bit more time is not going to help this guy out. He's hopelessly in debt. But the king notices his plea, and he feels sorry for the servant, and he actually releases him from his debt. He says, I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to write it off. I'm going to wipe the slate clean. I'm going to let you off the hook. I'm just going to forgive you, and we're going to just say, account settled. You don't owe me anything. The next verse says in verse 27, the king's heart was moved with compassion and he released him. That's what we're talking about tonight. The prayer of release. He released him and forgave him, canceling his entire debt. Now, why would anybody do that? Really? Why would anybody just let anybody else off the hook? More important, why must you do that? Why must you let people off the hook who've hurt you deeply and badly when everything in you wants to hold on to that hurt? Now, God's word gives us three reasons why we have to let go of our hurt, why we have to forgive, why we have to not hold on to our resentment, not to rehearse it over and over, but we've got to release it instead of rehearsing it. There are three reasons. Number one, the first reason is because God forgives me. He has forgiven me many, many times. And so I am to forgive other people. God has forgiven me. Now, in this story that Jesus tells, the king, who represents God, obviously, forgives the servant. In Matthew 18, 27, it says, the servant's master took pity on him, canceled his debt, and let him go. And just as the king canceled the debt of this servant in the story, God sent Jesus Christ to pay for your debt. Everything you've ever done wrong in your life has already been paid for, so you don't have to pay for it. Jesus took your rap. He paid your jail time. He paid your ticket. He took your offense and he said, I will pay. The wages of sin is death. And Jesus Christ died for all of your sins. Look at these verses up here on the screen. The Bible says most of us have sinned, yet now, oh, I didn't misread that, didn't I? It says what? Okay, turn to the person next to you and say, you're included. Okay. All right, so all of us have sinned, yet now God declares us, here's the good news, the bad news, we've all sinned, we've all blown it, nobody bats a thousand. All of us have sinned, yet, here's the good news, now God declares us not guilty. Not guilty of offending him if we trust in Jesus Christ, who freely takes away all of our sins. God has forgiven me. Look at this next verse. You, the Bible says, are a God of forgiveness, always ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, and full of love. This is the meaning of grace. And we talked about this last week when we talked about getting rid of guilt. That when I admit my sin to God, I admit my imperfections and all the things I've done wrong, my rebellion and everything, God says, I'm going to forgive you instantly, and I'm going to forgive you freely, and I'm going to forgive you completely, and I'm going to forgive you repeatedly. Now, the fact is, you owe an enormous debt to God. and you could never repay it back. And God has chosen to wipe out your debt. God has chosen to release you from the things that you owe to him because of your life. Now, let me ask you this. If you were this servant in the story, how would you feel if you were told by somebody you owe $12 million, let's just call it even? Yeah, that's exactly right. Woohoo! Exactly right. All right, you get the A. All right. It just means, whoa, I would feel relief. I would feel joy. I would feel gratitude. I would feel energy. I would feel freedom. I would feel like partying. I would feel like being nice to everybody else because somebody had just forgiven $12 million of my debt. But that's not what the servant did. In this story, he reacts very differently. In fact, what he does is once he's forgiven, he walks out of the king's presence and he finds a guy who owes him just a little bit of money, not a lot, just a little bit. And he begins to threaten this guy and says, "You better pay me back or I'm going to have you thrown in jail." Here's what it says here on the screen. "But the servant went out and found a man who owed him 100 denarii. And he grabbed him by the throat and harshly demanded, 'You must pay me back right now.' And the man pleaded, 'Just as the servant had with the king, I promise to pay you back. Just give me some time.'" This is exactly what he had said to the king. "But the unforgiving servant refused, and he had the man thrown in jail." Now, it's interesting. This guy, although he had been forgiven of a $12 million debt, he shows no mercy to a guy who owes him a little bit. By the way, do you know what 100 denarii is? 17 bucks. It's not a whole lot. It's 17 bucks. And he goes to this guy and he starts grabbing him and choking him in the throat. By the way, Roman law in the Roman Empire allowed you to choke a debtor. You could kind of squeeze it out of them. They were allowed to do that. And pay up now. You're going to pay me right now. Now, why was this guy so harsh? Now, listen, here's the point of the story. Because the guy did not really believe that the king had let him off the hook. He didn't really feel forgiven. He didn't believe he wouldn't have to pay back the $12 million. And so he goes out and foolishly starts trying to get money from everybody else, going, "I got to pay that king back somehow because he's going to kill me or whatever." And so he goes out. He did not believe he was forgiven. I want you to write this down. Here's the point. When I feel unforgiven, I am unforgiving. That's what this story is teaching. When I feel unforgiven, I am unforgiving. When I feel ungraced, I am ungracious. When I don't feel released of my mistakes and sins, I certainly don't want to release you of your mistakes. And if I don't feel good about me, I sure don't want you feeling good about you. And the reason why we have such a hard time forgiving other people, we don't feel forgiven. Because if you really felt the weight off your back and forgiven of everything in your life, you'd cut people a whole lot more slack if you really felt forgiven. You see, here's a little insight. When you find anybody who's harsh and judgmental and critical and self-righteous and holds a standard of perfection that even they themselves can't hold up to, and they're you know, just demanding in every sense of the word, you know one thing, they're guilty. They feel guilty. People who are carrying secret guilt take it out on everybody else. And they're always demanding and damning and putting down and judgmental and critical because they don't feel forgiven. The most forgiving people in the world are those who feel the most forgiven. To whom much has been forgiven, they are more forgiving to everybody else. To whom grace has been shown a lot, they are gracious to everybody else. So let me ask you a question. Are you unconsciously trying to repay God? I mean, maybe you are a believer in Jesus Christ, But inside, and you've accepted Christ's salvation, but inside you're kind of going, I'll make it up to the Lord. I'll get back. You don't really feel released. And you're trying to repay God. And you're trying to be good in order to repay God. It ain't going to happen. You're too much in debt. And it's already been forgiven. So what do I need to do instead of trying to get even, trying to get right? I need to relax. The Bible says this, be kind and compassionate to one another. That means to everybody else. Why? Forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. When you really feel forgiven, you're going to be forgiving. And by the way, you'll never have to forgive anybody else more than God's already forgiven you. So there are three reasons I have to let go of the hurt in my heart, and I have to forgive people when they hurt me. Number one, God has forgiven me the $12 million debt. Number two, this is a big one, resentment is self-torture. Resentment is self-torture.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love receiving notes and emails from Daily Hope listeners like you. Here's one that I got from Vio, a listener from Canada. She shared, Pastor Rick, I'm eternally grateful for all the wonderful work you're doing. Your messages are touching my heart and changing my life, and I'm sharing Daily Hope broadcasts with other people. Last month, I was baptized at my local church, and God is truly working in my life. Thank you, Pastor Rick. Well, Vio, it's so encouraging to hear these kind of messages. Thanks for writing me. And it's exciting to hear that you're sharing this Daily Hope program with other people. And I'm also glad to hear that you were baptized. Every Christian should be baptized. It's an important step of faith that says, I'm not ashamed of saying that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I'm also happy that you found a local church family. You cannot be all God wants you to be without being connected to some kind of local church family where you live out all of God's purposes for your life. One of the most powerful things you can do is share your testimony, and here's one way you can do that. We've just added a Daily Hope testimony line where you can call in and leave your testimony for other people to hear. Isn't that amazing? It's easy to do. You can just call us at 1-800-600-5004. Okay, it's 1-800-600-5004. And just ask for the testimony line. And from time to time on our Daily Hope broadcast, we'll share testimonies that we receive from you and other listeners. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.